Welcome, everybody, back to NFL Hard Hits. I'm your host, Eric, and my co-host tonight is Kenneth. How are you, Kenneth?
I'm good.
Ready to get to this divisional recap? What a weekend it was.
Yeah.
Before we get started, need to plug. Tomorrow night, we'll be doing rebooking five different Royal Rumble matches from the past. 1994, 1997, 2000, 2001, and 2004. Will be me, Doug, and Daniel. Are you joining us tomorrow night, Clint? Are you working?
Yeah, I'll be joining.
Okay,
I'll
and Clint. Yeah, Clint chose. You chose 2004.
97.
Oh, you chose 97. Fans chose 94. 2004. I chose 2001. Daniel chose 2000, and Doug chose 94. So it should be a fun rebooking of those matches, especially the two Stone Cold ones. especially 2001. I don't know what I was thinking about that, but that should be fun. And then listen to NFL and listen to us on Saturday for Unscripted Unlimited. And then Sunday on for Scaredy Cats with Daniel and Mindy. And then next week for Hard Hits for Super Bowl preview. Or maybe 2 weeks from now, who knows? But Claire, what was your thoughts on this fantastic weekend football?
It all came down to three out of four came down to a final kick, and then the Buffalo Bills and Kansas City just wrapped it up perfectly in overtime. I think with all drama built, Kansas City did something that Dallas cannot do, is get a game tying field goal with under 13 seconds left.
Exactly. I thought it was one of the best playoff weekends ever. I mean, all the games were fantastic. All the games came down to last second. Yes, Saturday we had the two upsets. Sunday we had three upsets. Three underdogs that won, and then Kansas City was the only favorite that won, and the only home team that won. So the home teams went 1-3 this week, as opposed to last weekend they went 5-1. Right? Yeah,
right.
5-1 in the first wild card weekend, and 1-3 this past weekend. So who knows what happened this weekend? I think it's going to be two great games. Let's talk about the first game, Cincinnati and Tennessee. What were your thoughts on Tennessee?
I think Tennessee I'm not really surprised that Tennessee lost. I was more surprised at how many turnovers Tennessee really had.
Yeah.
I think Ryan Tannehill looked really awful.
Oh, yeah. He sure did, especially that last interception. I don't know what he was thinking there. It was a good game to watch. Tennessee just couldn't get a rhythm going, and they tied it. They came back and tied it, but then they had the chance to go downfield and the game-winning field goal. And I don't know what they were doing. Tannehill just threw it right into coverage. And that was game. And it was in midfield. If you're going to do that, just play for overtime. Tennessee came out flat. And it bit them in the ass. They didn't play like the number one seed. I think they were the most disappointing. No, actually Green Bay was probably the most disappointing team this weekend, but Cincinnati continues their underdog story. Let's see if they can go into Kansas City and beat the two-time defending AFC champions. We'll see what happens. Can Joe Burrow lead the Cincinnati Bengals to the Super Bowl in his second year after tearing his ACL last year? It would be a great story. We'll get to our picks later.
Yes. If you ask me about the whole Joe Burrow thing, it reminds me of the Philadelphia Eagles Carson Wentz storybook.
2010. Yeah. The only difference is Joe Burrow tore his ACL last year, and now he's back and leading the Bengals to one more win during the Super Bowl for the first time in
years.
Since 87, right?
I think so. I'm not even sure of that. So I saw the Bengals in the playoffs. Super Bowl.
I mean, it would be a great story if they got to the Super Bowl. I mean, I don't care who gets to the Super Bowl between the two because I like both teams and I like both quarterbacks. But I wouldn't be disappointed if it was Cincinnati because it would be a great story. Especially Joe Burrow is such a likable quarterback. And after tearing his ACL, having no offensive line, and he leads the team to the Super Bowl, great story. Congratulations to the Bengals for going into Tennessee and beating them. Tennessee came out flat, and they played their – Tennessee wasn't ready. Maybe the bye week is a curse now. Look at Green Bay, which is our next game we're talking about.
Yeah.
Green Bay, another team that came out flat. They scored right away, but after that, they just couldn't get anything going. I don't know what happened. What are your thoughts on the Packers game?
I mean, after the first drive of the Packers, they had it up. But afterwards, they just packed it up. They figured with a 7-point lead, they couldn't win. And to tell you the truth, the Packers could have won that with just scoring the 10 points. But and that's really the sad part. Packers could have won the game with just scoring 10 points. We gave the game away was the special teams of the Packers. And that defense played awesome. The offense choked after the first drive.
Yeah.
The special teams
defense
of the Packers
came out.
Special defense, I would give it to. I would give more to the special teams of the 49ers that won the game.
Oh yeah,
because you
take away
that block punt,
Green Bay wins.
If it wasn't for that block punt, San Francisco would have lost.
Yeah, because they couldn't move the ball either. And Green Bay had a chance to move. Didn't Green Bay have a chance to get in position for a game-winning field goal, too?
No, I think San Fran, but they had a chance to go 10-0 at halftime. We let up block field goal.
Yep. They had made that field goal, they would have been up 10-0 and then 13-0, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then 13-3. They would have probably won like 13-3.
Yeah. Something like that.
Do you think it was Aaron Rodgers' last game at Lambeau Field as a Packer?
I think so. I think this year was set up to be like the last dance of the Green Bay Packers. I believe it was the last man. I had faith. The Green Bay could have gotten like the job done, but I don't know.
They choked.
The 49ers just have
they choked again.
Just had their number.
Yeah,
had Aaron Rodgers' numbers.
The 49ers are his kryptonite. He you can't get past him.
Or maybe if the that.
No, I was going to say, maybe if the 49ers are looking for, want to move on from Jimmy G, maybe Aaron Rodgers goes and joins them. Just like Kevin Durant joined the Warriors. If you can't beat them, join them.
Nah.
You don't think so? I mean, if San Francisco goes on to win the Super Bowl, then no. But can't beat them, join them. That's the same. I mean, Kevin Durant did it.
Well, that's different. Basketball, football, two different things. Number one, I think San Fran got Trey Lance in the back pocket. Trey Lance is a good quarterback. He's doing the right thing. Sitting down, watching, studying Jimmy G.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. I don't know where Aaron Rodgers would lead. I could see the Giants. I could see Pittsburgh.
No, I will say Pittsburgh or Denver.
But does he want to go to the? Does he want to go to the AFC? The AFC is so loaded. Look at the teams that are so loaded right now. It's like the Western Conference in basketball. You got Cincinnati.
Who cares?
You got Buffalo, New England. Even Miami.
Don't care. Nope. Don't care. Why would you? Why would you Green Bay? You have the rights. Why would you trade them into the? Keep them in the AFC. Trade them out. Put them in the AFC.
How about this scenario? Just hear me out. Tom Brady retires. Aaron Rodgers replaces him in Tampa Bay. I'm just putting it out there, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Nope.
I don't think Brady's retiring either, but. But, yeah. I mean, that's something I thought about. Hey, Brady retires, Rodgers replaces him, wins the Super Bowl next year, and retires himself. Goes out in the sunset. But I don't think either one is retiring. I think Rodgers ends up in either Pittsburgh or Denver, as he said. Is there a sleeper team that you think could come out of nowhere and sign him? Washington or?
No, I'm not going to stay in the NFC. I think Aaron Rodgers going to the AFC.
How about Vegas?
Probably. I wouldn't be surprised. But I doubt it because Derek Carr is still good.
I mean, they can trade Derek Carr and get some good picks for him. I'm trying to think of another team. Miami?
Probably.
I could see Miami. How about New Orleans? Going to Sean Payton.
Sure, Sean Payton's gone. Bye.
How about Carolina?
No.
So you think either Denver or Pittsburgh, and maybe Miami is a sleeper.
I won't put money on that. Miami, but Pittsburgh and Denver is my two top.
I'll put a sleeper out there. Maybe I'll say New Orleans. Because New Orleans is a quarterback away from being elite again because they're deep. Look at the games they won, that they were in without a quarterback, and their defense is pretty damn good. I think they're a quarterback away from being back in contention for a Super Bowl. But that's my sleeper team. It should be interesting to see what Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady do. Can't believe both of them lost in the same weekend, and we almost had Patrick Mahomes lose in the same weekend, too. we almost lost three great quarterbacks in one weekend. And it would have been Joe Burrow versus Josh Allen and Jimmy G versus Matthew Stafford. But wow. Now let's talk about the former defending champions of Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Los Angeles Rams. The Rams almost blowing a 27-3 lead and nearly losing that game. Do you think
the
Rams were going to blow that? Huh?
I did. I thought the Rams were going to blow that. I think if the game went in overtime, yeah, the Rams were blowing it.
Yeah, and I would have been pissed because I had money on the Rams, so. Yes, I bet it against Tom Brady, but it was the smart move. Yeah, I know. Don't bet against Tom Brady, but it worked this time, so. some people think maybe the refs helped Tom Brady get back in the game. There was some questionable calls. Do you think there was some questionable calls there?
I don't think it was no questionable calls. I just think the Rams just did dumb decisions, especially with the two turnovers.
Yeah. When the Buccaneers tied it, I said, oh, shit, the Rams are going to come back. I mean, the Buccaneers are going to come back, and Tom Brady is going to make history again. Can you imagine if they had come back and won? Wow.
I think that would have been sick to my stomach.
Yeah, they would have to fire McVay. You just don't do that. But it didn't happen. The Rams played good for three quarters, and then they just came out flat in the fourth. But that Rams defense is pretty good. And I wouldn't want to beat Jimmy G on Sunday. Just saying, the Rams are motivated. They know they can host the Super Bowl, just like Tampa Bay did last year. They're hungry, and McVay wants that win against Kyle Shanahan. He's 0-6 against him in the last six. Yeah, the Rams are 0-6 against San Francisco 49ers in the last 3 years. That's insane. 0-6. It's hard to beat the team three times in one year season. But we'll see what happens. Should be a great game. And now the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs. We briefly talked about it in the beginning. Josh Allen became an elite quarterback on Sunday night. I think he shut up the haters. I think he went toe-to-toe with Patrick Mahomes. The Bills had the game won twice, especially with 13 seconds left. I don't know why they didn't swift kick. I don't know why they didn't swift kick. It would have took off at least 5 seconds. And they would have won the game if they had swift kick. But it was a great game. It was probably it was one of the best games I've ever watched. It was what, like 20 points in like 2 minutes? Or 3 minutes, and no, what was it? 20 points in 3 minutes, in 2 minutes, or something like that.
Yeah.
Because the Bills took the lead. No, the Chiefs took the lead with 2 minutes left. The Bills took the lead, went downfield toward in 54 seconds, and then the Chiefs took the lead again. Right? No, the Bills took the lead. And then the Chiefs took the lead. And the Bills took the lead? Do I have that right?
Oh, he's tied it up with 13 seconds left.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Just send the game with overtime.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah. It was. Okay, yeah. Because the Bills took the lead with about a minute left, and then the Chiefs retook the lead, and the Bills it was a great 2 minutes. But yeah, Josh Allen last night is a top five quarterback now. Do you agree with that he's a top five quarterback?
Yeah, I think he's one of the best. I'll probably say top 10, but not top five yet.
Yeah, maybe top eight. I think he is exactly what we wanted from Carson Wentz. But a lot of people do compare those two. A lot of people do compare those two. He is exactly what we wanted from Carson Wentz. What we got in 2017 from Carson Wentz, actually. And, well, we know the history, we know the outcome of that. But yeah, Josh Allen, I've been high on Josh Allen since he came out. So that was wonderful to watch. It was sad to watch, too, because he didn't have a chance in overtime to tie the game. What are your thoughts on the overtime rules? Because that's a big topic.
Well, it's only a big topic. It's when you have overtime rules don't really come into effect unless you have what happens when you have to walk off touchdowns. That's when everybody wants to make a big deal of overtime rules. It's when the walk off touchdowns really happens.
Yeah.
I mean, but do you really want to see NFL go to college rules of overtime? No.
No.
I don't think so.
The way I think it should happen is each team has a chance to possess the ball one time. No kickoff. Each team starts at 25-yard line. And then after each team, if it's tied after each possession, after each team that possession, then you go to team that scores next wins. That's the way I would do it.
No.
Each team gets a chance.
It's a brand new game. I mean, that's what defense is. You pay a defense to stop an offense.
Yeah.
The Bills' defense let Josh Allen down. That's bottom line. The Bills' defense let Josh Allen down.
Yeah, you're not wrong there. I felt bad for Josh Allen. I actually kind of wanted to cry because I felt so bad for him. He didn't have a chance. He went out there and did everything he could put his team in position to win, and the defense just choked. I don't know if it was they ran out of gas or what, but yeah, as you said, they let them down. But they'll be back next year. But let's get to our
picks. I don't know, man. Kansas City got that curse on teams now. You look at all the teams that played Kansas City in divisional rounds, the following year they fell apart. Okay, Cleveland played Kansas City last year in the divisional round, and then with a losing record. You look at Houston, they only won 8 games since that 24-0. They blew that 24-0 lead. Kansas City got that curse. They'll spank you in the divisional round. You will not have a good season the following year.
Don't tell. I hope the curse is over. I hope the come true this year. I mean next year. Cause I like watching Buffalo. I want Josh Allen to win the Super Bowl. And plus Buffalo, I think the fans deserve it in Buffalo. Especially our buddy Doug. But let's go get to our picks for Championship Sunday. Oh, my MVP of the weekend, even though he lost, is Josh Allen.
Well, I'm going to go with Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, that was a great catch and great clutch thrown by Matthew Stafford. My team of the week is Kansas City.
Yeah, I'm going to go with San Fran. Just because of their defense and special teams.
Yeah. But the first game on Sunday is the NFC Championship, right?
AFC Championship.
No, the AFC. AFC Championship. Between the Cincinnati Bengals and the Kansas City Chiefs. Which one do you want to do, Kansas City or Cincinnati?
I'll take Kansas City.
Okay. Cincinnati, keys to win the game. The obvious one is to keep Patrick Mahomes off the field. Run the ball with Joe Mixon. Force turnovers, because if you force turnovers and pressure Patrick Mahomes, so probably throw an INT or fumble the ball. And just don't settle for field goals. Get touchdowns. But don't be too risky where you go for it every time. But make sure you score for score before them.
All right, I like that. I say with Kansas City, if you look at this playoff, the way the playoffs been for Kansas City, if you subtract the Pittsburgh game, this has been more like a revenge tour. You look at Buffalo did to Kansas City in regular season, they spanked them. Kansas City got their revenge in the playoffs, knocking them out. Bengals the same way. I think this is the same way. This is a revenge tour. I'm going Kansas City. What they need to do is Patrick Mahomes need to keep the kind of did the same thing he did last week. Play smart football. Don't force it. Let the plays go up, and well, good thing will happen. One thing I think you want need to do is make sure you double Jamar Chase. Jamar Chase tortured him the last time, so they need to keep an eye out or a spy out or do something to stop Jamar Chase.
Oh, definitely.
And number three, you need to do a better job, I think, of running the football.
Yeah.
Kansas City's good at running, but they need to do a better job, especially – in this case, of running the football this week or anything else.
Yeah, I think I like the point there. I like to see the Chiefs run the ball more. I think they could be successful with that and set up the play action with Mahomes throwing deep to Tyreek Hill. I would like to see Tyreek Hill be used more. Maybe even use him at kind of like how San Francisco used Sweeney, Dabo. do some jet sweeps. And I think we need to be creative against Cincinnati and keep them off their toes. But I have Kansas City winning. I wouldn't be surprised if the Bengals won.
Yeah, I have Kansas City winning it too. I think Lamar, Andy Reid, experience wise, I'm going Kansas City. You have to.
Oh yeah. It's hard to pick against Kansas City right now, especially back at home. Hey, I hope it happens, but because I would love to see Joe Burrow get his Super Bowl.
I think Joe Burrow could beat the Bengals. I just don't think it's going to be this year, though.
Yeah, it could be next year. I think Joe Burrow is a top five quarterback. At least he's a top five. If he goes into Kansas City and beats Kansas City, he's a top five quarterback. And he plays well. He's damn. But the NFC Championship game, Rams and San Francisco. Part three. San Francisco's won 6 straight against the Rams. McVay can't beat Kyle Shanahan for some reason. Kyle Shanahan owns him. Which one do you want to do? Frisco or Rams?
I'm going to the Rams.
Okay. You can go first. I'll go.
Okay. If you look at the matchup, think about the matchups between the Rams, you think of one thing. The Rams shot their own selves in the foot. You know, this season playing San Francisco, blown double-digit leagues. The Rams nearly did the same thing this week, the divisional rounds with Tampa Bay. One major key thing is the Rams jump off to a lead. They have to hold on to it. Don't let your foot off the gas. I think that's the biggest problem with the Rams do, especially with coming down to the 49ers. Get a lead, hold on to it, do what you're doing, and keep working. I mean, the only reason why the 49ers are in the playoffs now is because they beat the Rams. The Rams are the one. We'd probably be talking about New Orleans. Maybe Sean Payton will still be coaching on the Saints. You don't know.
I didn't know Sean Payton left.
Yeah, he stepped down. No, he stepped down and stopped coaching.
I missed this. Was it this week?
Yep. Well, it happened this Tuesday.
Wow, how did I miss that? Wow. I don't know how I missed that. Wow. I wonder who they're going to... Now, do you think he goes to Dallas? Do you think Mike McCarthy gets fired?
No. I think if he stepped down, so New Orleans still has the rights to the Sean Payton for the next 3 years because he's still on a contract. Well, so if you'll go to another team, that team has to actually trade for him.
Oh, wow. Yo, that's what's up. So you can't even go to another team?
No.
Interesting. Wow. Yeah, it would be interesting to see who New Orleans gets. But back to our keys to the game. Well,
yeah.
Do you stay?
So I say that's the first key is holding on and keeping the lead. Number two is you gotta find ways to get the ball to your playmaker And not only Cooper Kupp, but Odell Beckham, I think, has shown his second coming. This is Odell Beckham Jr.'s second coming. I think he found a team that utilizes his skills. Matthew Stafford is the quarterback for him. So I think you need to utilize both Kupp and Beckham in this offense. And number three, no turnovers. That's what's been flagging the Rams as well, to turn the ball over, especially with Cam Akers. You got to find a way to hold on to that rock, man.
Yeah. I couldn't agree more with that. I think they need to utilize Cam Akers more and keep San Francisco on their toes and get a lead first. Keith for San Francisco, do what you've been doing against the Rams. Don't go away from what's been successful against the Rams. Run the ball. Don't let Jimmy G throw the ball over 20, 25 times or else you're going to be in deep shit. Turnovers on Matthew Stafford because he can't be a turnover machine. Get the lead. Even if they're behind, they can come back. Don't fall behind too. The Rams blew a 17-point lead when in week 17, or week 18? The reason the 49ers are here right now is because the Rams blew that lead in week 18. So, yeah. And do what you do and run the ball with Dabo and Mitchell. And you'll be successful then. With that said, I think the Rams get off the snipe and they win this game. And they win this game by double digits. I think the Rams are motivated and they're determined to win this game. They're hungry.
Yeah, picking the Rams to win this game.
I think this is Sean McVay's time to beat Kyle Shanahan. Because everybody thinks San Francisco is going to not win, but at least cover, but I think the Rams win by double digits. It might be close to the fourth, but I think they win at least by 14. I don't think San Francisco has the offense to keep up with the Rams, because the Rams can explode at any moment. But with that said, are you off on Sunday to watch the game, Sam?
I think I should be.
That's good. And the game starts at 3 o'clock, and then the NFC Championship is at 6:30 from L.A., where the Super Bowl is in 2 weeks. This is the latest when the Super Bowl starts, because the second Sunday of February, not the first Sunday this year. Because of the why is it the second one? That's how it fell this year. Wow. Because the extra week. The extra week of games this year. So it's always going to be in the second week of February now because of week 18. But with that said, thank you, Clinton. And enjoy the games, and we'll see you guys tomorrow night.
All right. See you.
Later.
Later.